Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon, Bees, and good afternoon to all those locked in for the next hour right here on Your Lunchtime Doctor. I am Dr. Sophia Mohammed, here to answer your questions, here to help you unravel some of those medical concerns. And today, we also want to invite you, share with us what's on that lunchtime plate. What healthy habit are you learning and sharing with your community? Today is also World No Tobacco Day, a day recommended in collaboration with World Health Organizations and a number of health institutions across the world. And why is it important? We're going to discuss this on the program. We're also going to discuss, yes, we know it's difficult to stop smoking, but we're going to bring across some of those stories that patients who stopped smoking shared to us. And of course, the effects of secondhand smoke. And yes, there's such a thing as third-hand smoke and how that can negatively impact upon your health. All that and more on Your Lunchtime Doctor.
All right, let's give out those numbers right now. 627-3223. 625-2257, and of course our WhatsApp numbers are 388-1065. Today is also International Doubles Day. Doctor, we know a lot of people are going to be indulging in doubles. What are your thoughts on people who eat doubles or eating doubles every single day?
So every single day, that amount of high carbohydrates is certainly not recommended. I do enjoy my occasional doubles or so. I keep in mind that I try to do at least one barra, so I don't have a doubles. I have a single. I also ask them to put the cucumber in it, so I modify it. There are those double fenders who I know have utilized wheat now. They've optimized some of their mixtures. They've tried to do less salt. So they are trying to create a healthier version of doubles. But every day, 3 to 5 doubles every day, that is not healthy. You're going to put an incredible glycemic load on your system and asking for health complications. We can indulge in it, just like ice cream, a little at a time. Everything in moderation.
Moderation, that would. All right, so let's open up our phone lines. We have a call already. Welcome to the Lunchtime Doctor. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, my brother, this day.
Yeah, man.
And the doctor, Mohammed, assalamu alaikum. As you mentioned that, right, I do food and I want to find out, like when you use oil and it burns, could you use it a second time? They have a toxin in that oil, and as you mentioned, doubles, how many of those doubles people could we trust that they reuse the oil after the first fry? That is one. And secondly, as you talk about World Tobacco Day, I am asking the question, we see that the government has legalized marijuana in this country. Have we seen little young kids all in my street corner, with their hand and the other thing, and they rolling up? And watching the condition of them, you know, they're looking so dry up and pale, like if, you know, they ain't eating, if they malnourished or something. You know, I want to put it this way, we have a society of potheads, and if it is benefiting them in any kind of way, and nobody is doing anything about it, and if later on they will have a very serious health issue. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, well, it's more legalized, not decriminalized, sorry.
Yes, so let's make sure we have the correct terminology. Marijuana is not legalized, it's decriminalized. And there are those health benefits, but everything, those are small proportions. But let's jump into the first question about reusing oil. This is a very critical conversation that we should have. Now, is it healthy to reuse oil? In fact, it's a great way to minimize waste. But here's how we can make it healthy. One, you're not utilizing it much more than 3 or 4 times. If you have utilized it to, say, fry the barra, fry whatever it is, what we suggest is allow the oil to cool down, and then you can use a fine mesh or use a cloth and strain, so almost like a sieve. That sieve will remove any additional food particles, and that sieve almost returns the oil to its normal state where you can reuse it. It is recommended that you can reuse the oil, even if you're frying, but no more than 3 or 4 times. Utilizing it further than that, you will it's no longer considered a healthy product to utilize it that often. So you will definitely need to dispose of it after 3 to 4 times. Most persons now try to use the air fryer. That is a healthier way. You're not even utilizing the oil, you're actually baking it. So there are ways we can substitute the cooking pattern and make certain foods a little bit healthier. Hope that answers your question.
Let's get another call here. Remember, 627-3223-625-2257. Hello, good afternoon. Oh, we lost that one there. 627-3223. Let's try again. Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, can you speak up, please? We can hardly hear you.
Hi, good afternoon. Watch out. Get your pain on your instep. Look at this.
Pain on the instep.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so what we heard there is pain on the foot, specifically that instep area. Now, we've talked quite a bit about that pain. It can be a pain of claudication or peripheral artery disease. That may be some sort of clotting within the veins or the arteries that's not allowing that proper circulation. It may also be the first steps of diabetic neuropathy or hypertensive neuropathy, or even there can be some sort of neurological disorder. Say one had an injury to the back, that particular trauma, that stenosis of the nerves, or if there's any sort of damage to the spinal cord itself, can also lead to that pain. What I suggest, caller, please, there are multiple reasons for that pain. It will only get worse. Let's make sure you present to the healthcare physician, the healthcare doctor, be it private or public, and get to the bottom of the pain. Most of these causes are treatable. Most of these causes, we can identify the trigger and, of course, help you relieve that pain. I hope that answers your question.
All right, good afternoon. Lunchtime, Doctor on Freedom 106.5 FM, Sky 99.5, Vibe City 105 FM, and Sangeet 106.1. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to the panel. My question to the doctor, temperatures of age, diabetic, hypertension, all that problem. Support arthritis. But for the past 5 days or so, on my knee, and certainly like normally my knee used to pain me, right? But for the past 5 days, the whole foot paining me from the knee go right down to the ankle. Only the left foot. The right foot, no pain at all in the right foot again, only for that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting us know. Now, in a case like this, you did share that you do have arthritis. What I'd be concerned about is something called sciatica, especially as you mentioned, it's one side and not the other. In the case of sciatica pain, that tends to be unilateral, as in more one side. It may start with that dull aching pain. It may start in the upper thighs. You may feel it within the knees and then move downwards. Here's what we want you to make sure you're doing. One, we want to make sure, in addition to the diabetes and hypertension medication, that you are getting some level of physiotherapy for the arthritic pain. As we get younger, and I mean the reverse word there, we do build up those inflammatory processes within the knee, within the joints, that leads to arthritis. And that's where some level of exercise, mobilization to get that circulatory fluids flowing is so crucial. There are a couple over-the-counter medications that would help, but definitely in this case, I would suggest one, some sort of direct therapy, exercise, or physiotherapy to the joint. You may want to engage in some sort of stretching, be it yoga. It may be higher up in terms of the back, maybe the origin of the cause. You definitely want to at home. You can apply those, either the hot or cold methods directly to help ease that pain. And of course, let's make sure we're not having any sort of foods, you know, within our nutrition that's going to worsen any sort of arthritic pain. What are some of those foods? Again, we talked about it right here. We want to stay away from those high acid type foods, things that would lead to gout, things that are more processed and tinned. As I always say, the closer we stay to our natural foods, our blue foods, the healthier our bodies will be. Hope that answers your question, sir. And do let us know if you seek relief.
All right. Once again, the lunchtime doctor, WhatsApp number 3061065. Feel free to message us. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello. This is morning doctor.
Lunchtime doctor. Yes.
Lunchtime doctor. I get enough burning in my vagina and I don't know what to do for that.
Thank you so much for letting us know. Now, here's where we start. One, we want to make sure that there isn't any particular trigger. If there's any laceration, if there's any infection, sometimes it can be a urinary tract infection that may lead to that particular burning. Or it may be some sort of tear. It could be within the perianal area, and that may cause some sort of pain, as you mentioned. We also want to have a good idea of how your typical menstrual cycles can be, because all of that could also impact upon it. What I would suggest, and I know this will take a little bit more courage, please let a proper gynecologist review. So if there's any sort of topical, any local damage, we can definitely treat right away. The thing about pain is that it will not go away just like that. We need to make sure we get to the cause of it and, of course, treat it. Hope that answers your question.
All right, we have a testimony here from somebody who stopped smoking. Good day, Dr. Mohammed and Bass. It is very difficult to stop. I stopped 6 months ago, then a time for 9 months. Difficult but not impossible. I had anger issues and also this compounded with chain smoking, but I must say, thank God I have quit, going on 12 years now. It is not a nice thing to be short of breath and coughing blood in the morning. If I can do it, anyone can. Managing stress, anger is also another component where people feel smoking will calm them down, but it does more damage than good. Take it from me.
Congratulations to that caller. Thank you so much for sharing such an extensive testimonial. We will use that information and share it across all of our other mediums. Now, I want to jump into everything he just said. You've been brave. You took that step. You stopped smoking. As the caller said, it is not easy, but stopping smoking is far easier than some of the complications. It can affect the body. It affects the brain. We know it affects the lungs. We know it affects the heart. It affects the heart in such a way that there is deposition of cholesterol plaque all within, which means it can predispose you to a heart attack. It can also affect your stomach, as in increase the amount of gastric juices, worsening the risk of ulceration. It can affect the lungs, we know this, leading to COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, meaning you will have difficulty breathing. It can lead to lung cancer. But besides from it affecting all of those organs, it can also, and this is especially for men, it can affect your sexual competencies, leading to erection problems, infertility, impotence. If that's not enough reason to stop smoking, I don't know what is. Now, here's some good news. In just stopping smoking, in the first 20 minutes, the same exact day you decide to quit smoking, your blood pressure and your heart rate starts to recover in just one day, 12 hours. Your carbon monoxide levels within your blood starts to return to normal. That's just one day. And within just 1 week or 1 to 2 weeks, your lung function begins to improve. So there's a better oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange. After 1 year, this caller mentioned he stopped smoking, I think it's more than 12 years. After just 1 year, you're reducing the risk of heart disease by almost 50%. So if you had 50% risk of getting a heart attack, you've now cut that down in just 1 year. There's so many benefits to quitting smoking, but it first starts with the mindset, stopping, as the caller mentioned, learning to manage triggers. You see what he mentioned there about managing stress? He aptly said, people take smoking as a stress relief, not realizing how much more stress the smoking puts on your body. So I thank you. Thank you to the caller who sent in a message. And I hope today, if we save one life by easing off the smoking, it's a caller, it's someone who's tuned in and is indeed smoking.
All right. Hello, good afternoon. Lunchtime, doctor. Welcome.
Good afternoon, doc. I'm the extremist when it comes to food and nutrition and so on. I take the position, eat what is good, and if you can avoid things that are bad, you do that. But I eat doubles off and on. Now, my approach to that is that you can eat it with a salad. So I would normally buy it as I'm coming home. And of course, I eat it now and then without that, right? The purpose of, and the salad could be simply 2 leaves of lettuce or some cucumber. I always have a little 2 or 3 element salad in the fridge. And as soon as it's finished, I make it again. The reason being, number one, you reduce the glycemic index. Number two, you increase the bulk. Number three, you get filled, right? Number three, you take the oil, you trap the oil in the raw vegetables, so you take it more than 3 feet below the duodenum so that it doesn't get absorbed beyond that point. You know, from just reading and you know, paying careful attention to what properly qualified people say, but I always like to pass it live in front of someone like you. What do you think of that? Thank you.
Sir, that is an excellent approach, and I don't consider it extremist at all. It's having your cake and eating it too. So in this case, you're having the doubles and you are healthifying it, if that's a proper word, and you're making sure you get both benefits. You are adding a little bit of vegetables, and like I mentioned earlier, I would have the doubles. I just take away one bar and I make sure they add the cucumber chow. So that is excellent. And here's the thing, just knowing that there are persons like yourself doing these health habits means that we can inspire so many more. So I know some persons were listening and thinking, nah, I like my doubles just as is. But here's the thing, he is enjoying his doubles and making sure he can enjoy it for many more years to come. So let's figure out the balance. Thank you so much, caller, for calling in.
Good afternoon, lunchtime, doctor. Welcome.
Yes, boy. Doc, what's up? Doc, listen to this now. I can't understand how big men could take so much money and buy cigarettes to damage your lung. You're paying a company to damage your lung, and later on you might get cancer. Your lung is fresh, your dog, fresh air. Why put smoke in it? I can't understand. Still, I never smoke. I will never smoke because I need fresh air in my lungs. I take deep breathing exercise every morning and evening. I may skip a day or two according to what I have to do. But I still can't understand how big men could smoke cigarette to damage your lungs. Anybody who smokes cigarette is a fool.
So, caller, this is not a place where we are, you know, giving that level of judgment. I really appreciate your feedback. But I want all that are tuned in today, the way we start with helping our brothers or our sisters in stopping smoking is not by putting a level of judgment. Believe me, They all do know. And I have encountered many patients, even family relatives, who smoke. They know very well the health benefit, the negative health impacts of smoking and the benefits of stopping. Sometimes they need that additional help. Sometimes a positive word their way can give them that inspiration. What we do know is that nicotine is incredibly addictive, and that's where we can switch from the smoking to the nicotine patches, or even some persons try to switch to the nicotine gum, and then in gradual amounts they reduce their nicotine dependence. To all who's tuned in and all who do smoke, I want you to also consider that there's something called secondhand smoke and third-hand smoking. You may be unfortunately negatively impacting the lungs, the brain, and all of the metabolic circumstances and structures of the body of your loved ones by smoking, because those particles permeate. They can stay on the linings, they can stay in the air spaces and easily be inhaled. So that's what we talk about, second and third hand smoking. But it takes everyone together to help that person who is smoking to come off that pathway. So thank you so much, caller, but I want us to be mindful that we need to give our loved ones support and take away that level of judgment, because that's not how we achieve behavior change.
All right, hello, good afternoon, lunchtime, doctor.
Yeah, good afternoon. The same smoke, I'm saying, I used to smoke cigarettes. I smoked cigarettes for about 32 years. 29 years ago, a coffee night as a cold came off my mouth and I put on the light, it was black. I took it to the doctor next morning and he told me that nicotine from the cigarette. I stopped smoking immediately that day, 29 years ago. 2 years ago, I did an x-ray of my lung and the doctor said, smoke. I said, doctor, I stopped smoking over 20 years. He said, look at this, like you smoked a cigarette yesterday. So I don't know, anybody smoking cigarettes, I know, I said to advise them stop smoking. Yeah, that's my contribution to smoking. Okay, thank you.
So your contribution is invaluable. You're very correct. That black tar is what deposits within the lungs, and that black tar fills up the entire lungs. And now, as you've heard, that doctor, when he did the x-ray, 29 years later, there's still evidence of the smoking tar. However, had you not stopped smoking, you may not have life to be able to talk now. And because that tar continues to deposit throughout the entire lungs. So I'm glad you were doing your part in helping others ease off and stop their smoking. Today is World No Tobacco Day, and it is a day that we should not only talk about the ill effects or the harmful effects of smoking, but in sharing these testimonies, we get to help our brothers and sisters, really inspire them to ease off this negative habit.
All right, let's take care of some WhatsApp messages. They're building up. Hi, Doc. Why do we public citizens have to wait so long to do a surgery at our health centers?
Thank you so much for sending in that particular question. I do know during the COVID years, all non-emergency surgeries were placed in Macburner because of the redirection of resources. I'm not in the public health forum anymore or in the public health space, but I certainly will note your question and find out a little bit more. I do know it's because of sometimes lack of resources, lack of personnel to execute the surgery. And that's why I've personally been part of a number of those NGOs when we bring in foreign internationals to help execute some of those surgeries, or even some particular local companies right here where they embrace certain, there's one that we do eye surgeries with, we call it Christmas in July, and sometimes it's really through additional CSO groups or NGO groups that we get to remove some of that list that's in the public health system. I think it's really just an overwhelm of the number of patients and, of course, the lack of resources, something we need to address as a matter of urgency. And I will be the first to tell you, it's part on, it's topmost on many conversations in different forums that I do sit in. But unfortunately, the public health system still needs that additional resource of people, of personnel, of not just personnel, but the surgery time to be able to ease off those numbers. Hope that answers your question.
All right. Good afternoon, doctor. I bent to pull up some grass in the yard, and the next day I had terrible lower back pain. Could not even bend or sit. Could you say what happened here?
Most definitely. That thing called bending, we may take for granted, and sometimes just bending in the wrong way, as you would have experienced, would lead to either a pulled muscle, a sore musculoskeletal injury, and it not only the muscle, their tendons, their ligaments that may have been affected. What I would suggest is to ensure, one, you definitely see or get a health center review, because I wouldn't want there to be such bad damage to your musculoskeletal system that that pain persists. And when I say a health center or a private doctor review, one, we may need to examine the area. Two, we want to make sure that it's not nerve damage. And this is what's so crucial. Hope that answers your question.
Right, another one here. Good day, doc. How do I reverse my acid reflux?
So reversing acid reflux, first and foremost, starts with the triggers. Is it the food? Is it stress-related? Is it not being able to eat on time? So first we identify what the triggers are. Is it an ulcerated stomach? Is it some of the medications that you're taking is now leading to acid reflux? And in that case, we've talked about those that are on aspirin. Most likely, they would have switched to the enteric-coated aspirin. However, there are those that still remain on the normal aspirin, and that may lead to GERD. So we identify what the triggers are, and we then try to adjust that. One, many persons need to now have smaller meals continuously throughout the day. That would reduce the acid buildup within the stomach and then thereby the reflux. What we also encourage is hydration. Water, 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 water throughout the day. That certainly will help. Another thing we encourage is three. At nighttime, you try to sleep elevated, be it one or two pillows, so you're preventing that reflux in terms of positional reflux. And then a very crucial factor is, of course, managing your stress levels. I hope that answers the question. There are many more ways we can reduce the acid reflux. Identify your triggers, and let's start with these basic ways to help reduce it.
All right, doctor, let's take a short break. Say hi to our friends at Medical Associates, and we shall return, of course, on numbers. Folks, 627-3223, 625-2257, and WhatsApp 306-1065.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Thank you there to Medical Associates. We return right now to your lunchtime doctor, Dr. Sophia Mohammed. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are so grateful to our sponsors that make this program happen for you, our cherished listeners.
All right. Yes, go ahead, miss.
Good afternoon, Doc. What happened? I have a family member, right, who started to get some chest pains on the left-hand side, right? But what happened? I think it's on the left-hand side or the right-hand side. I can't see for sure. But what happened is that when they went to the doctor told them that it's the lungs. And there is two air pockets in the lungs that is causing the pain, severe pain. So I wanted to know what causes that.
Thank you so much for letting us know. So yes, there can be these, what we call these air pockets, but it's most likely a pulmonary emboli. I don't have the x-ray in front of me, so I can't give a definitive diagnosis. And I don't have all the history. This is why whenever there's any sort of chest pain, left hand, left side, right hand, any pain, pain, especially related to the areas where there are the lungs and your heart positioned, we encourage all of our listeners, all of our patients, to see the healthcare professional right away, because it could be something threatening to your life.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, good afternoon. Lunchtime, doctor. Welcome.
Good afternoon to the panel. Doctor, you know a double gender stop me from eating doubles. I will tell you the reason why. I happened to go in his kitchen, and I saw something we call pigtail bucket filled with something like that. And when I shake it, I saw big potatoes cut up in quarters. And then I realized it's cooking oil the man was saving to fry back doubles. So I stopped eating doubles. I wish the public and inspectors could visit somebody's institution. Thank you.
Koala, thank you so very much for your feedback. That is enough reason. And yes, we don't need persons like yourself telling us, but a reminder is so important. We need to be mindful of these health practices, the cooking practices, and of course, what we put into our mouths, what is it doing to our body? And, you know, again, over and over, I try to let persons know what we eat is 99% of our health, even 100% sometimes. What we eat is so important, sometimes even more important than the medications. In fact, the World No Tobacco Day theme this year is we need food, not tobacco, meaning we need to be mindful of what we're putting to our mouth, and it should be more nutritious meals than the tobacco to our system.
All right, a question. Hi, good day. Behind my head, there's a bump and it hurts. Is that high blood pressure?
Now, if you're experiencing some sort of growth or swelling, as you mentioned, a bump, it may be from a previous injury or trauma, and that may have caused some sort of calcification on the skull. I certainly would want that checked out. If that is leading to high blood pressure, I don't know if there's some sort of internal bleed or some sort of internal damage. So please, let's get that checked out as a matter of urgency, because any bleed within the cerebral cavity, within the brain, can be deadly. Please get that checked out right away. Hope this answers your question.
Hi, good day. One of my friends had a total hysterectomy done and is thinking about the HRT. Is that safe?
Yes. So the total abdominal hysterectomy, right, is indeed one of the procedures that we would tend to do for our patients that would have had any sort of either damage to their, or any sort of fibroids, any sort of reproductive function concerns. And this hysterectomy. Right? Very important that we know what it is. Where that's where we remove the uterus. Following that, if it is a total and the ovaries are also removed, that's where we consider the HRT, which is your hormonal replacement treatment. If it's just the basic level, and yes, that's pretty intense. If it's just a basic level hysterectomy, removal of the uterus and no ovaries removed, we may not need to consider the HRT. Again, let your gynecologist make this decision with you. What we would tend to do is we would do the LH, we'll do the FSH, we'll do the estrogen, the progesterone levels, and have an idea of how your cycles are, and of course the hormonal levels, before we move to inclusion of HRT treatment. Hope that answers your question.
All right. Hi, doctor. Is cyclopentasil oxime okay to use? If not, is there any natural rule on to use?
So when we look at these particular medications, yes, we have both the methyl cyclopentasilate oxime. We have different versions of it. And of course, the cyclopentasilin oxime. And that is indeed recommended by, of course, your healthcare professional. Whether it's safe to use just like that, it must be, as I said, recommended. I would not encourage any one particular patient to use it. What do we use it for? We tend to use it for different skin concerns. Let your dermatologist in particular guide that conversation. Yes, it is safe, but like everything else, there are side effects. If you happen to be allergic to sulfur-based medications, I would not prescribe this medication for you. What does it tend to do, however? This is used in as a skin treatment, as an emollient for those with acne, for those with eczema. But again, let your healthcare professional make that recommendation.
All right, good afternoon, Doc. What are the best vitamins and foods to eat to help with menopause symptoms for women in their 40s?
Great question. And I'm happy that the person asked about menopause in their 40s. That's always a conversation because persons think that menopause really comes forward only in the 50s or 60s. But there is such a thing as perimenopause. And yes, what you eat is so important. In fact, there are those nutritionists, there are health coaches that talk about menopause diet. What does that entail? I'd rather talk about what it avoids. It avoids all the things we recommend to avoid. Stay away from excess sugar, excess sodium, excess saturated and trans fat, excess processed, which is tinned foods. Things to eat are, of course, your lean proteins, things like your complex carbs, your healthy fats. We want to also encourage utilization as natural as possible. I tend to tell people, eat from colors of the rainbow. So if you're thinking of rooibos, red, your sweet peppers, your pumpkins, oranges, your pumpkins. You want to continue with your green leafy vegetables. Make sure you get your natural berries in there. That's your colors of your purple. You can have cabbage, anything with fiber, broccoli. You want to ensure you're also managing seafood. Sometimes some seafoods can worsen the menopausal symptoms. So salmon is one of the healthy ones. Sardines can cause some trouble. Again, different persons have a different reaction, but the overarching advice, stay away from the unhealthy things, the things we talk about all the time, spicy, over sugars, over salt. And of course, lean into your natural fruits and vegetables. Hope that answers your question.
All right, Doc, we take another break from Medical Associates and we come back with more of your questions. This is The Lunchtime Doctor.
Medical Associates Hospital is the accredited tertiary healthcare institution in the Caribbean for quality in medical care. Medical Associates Gold Standard for quality medical treatment, culture of safety for patients and visitors, care based on leading, evidence-based best practices and compliance with international standards make us the leader in private hospital care in the Caribbean. Medical Associates Hospital, number one healthcare for the entire family.
Welcome back to The Lunchtime Doctor on Freedom 106.5 FM, Sangeet 106.1, Vibe City 105 FM, and Sky 99.5. Our numbers are 627-3223, 625-2257, and of course, WhatsApp, only 306-1065. Of course, Dr. Day, being our We'll Know Tobacco Day, could tobacco really be sometimes mind over matter? Because there are some people who are able to quit like easier than others. Or for some people, I remember myself in my teenage years, you know, tried smoking, and I realized at a young age that this is not for me. I hate this, especially when I realized you had to spend money on this thing every day and never indulge in it. But is it really a mind over matter thing?
So yes, it is. And here's the why. Because nicotine affects directly portions of your brain, which is the addictive portions within the brain. And yes, that's why some persons say they make that decision and then they go straight towards either supporting the clinics or, sorry, being supported by the clinics, or of course, they make that goal, they're stopping. Yes, I want to encourage all those who are able to cold turkey, and that's probably the best way. But in case those who need a little bit more support, and here's where we share a little bit from Ministry of Health, there are those what we call cessation clinics, where there are free services for behavioral therapy, individual counseling, and assessment of the patient's level of tobacco and nicotine dependency. You can get a referral to these clinics. They're located in Southwest Regional Health Authority, your Point Fortin. You also have at your Coover District and your Siparia District. In North, there's the Arima Health Facility. In the East, there's your Komuto area. All of this information is available on the Ministry of Health Facebook social media site. Yes, some people can click the fingers and cold turkey, but for those who can't, there is those cessation clinics that give you that support.
And what about your thoughts on our menthol smoking? Is there anything as a safe smoking, you know, menthol or even this vaping that a lot of people are into right now?
Right, so absolutely not. That vape, e-vaping or e-smoking is just as addictive. What it is, however, is that there isn't the nicotine in it, but there are other chemical ingredients that still will be addictive and still put foreign substances into your body. So while there isn't the nicotine, because it's a different vapor that you're inhaling, it's still harmful to the body. It is definitely not something to substitute one measure into the other.
All right, let's take your calls here. Good afternoon, 627-3223, 625-2257. You're listening to The Lunchtime Doctor. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I have kidney stone, right? And I did shattering twice, but I'm still getting the pain because, I've got static pain 2 weeks ago, and I went to the doctor and they did a urine test, and they said, they see blood in the urine. Now, when I urine, I see clear yellow. I don't see any blood. They said I need to do a lab test, but I haven't gotten the results as yet. So I'm concerned about the blood in the urine because I did blood works 2 weeks ago and everything was good. Doctor said my kidneys was good. So I'm wondering about the blood in the urine.
Okay, thank you so much for letting us know. And first and foremost, continue to be consistent with the appointments. Here's how they probably may have identified the blood in the urine. It may not have been visible to what we say is the naked eye, but when we do that urine analysis, we may see blood products or blood proteins within the urine, and that is representative of there was blood in the urine. Any patient with kidney stones, we are very mindful of any blood because that may mean now reactivation of these same stones or return of it. While you've already, you said you've been on medications for it, you've done surgeries for it. Sometimes again, the kidney stones can indeed return because of either the predisposition. Sometimes it may be genetic. Sometimes it may be some sort of infection that may lead to the development of the kidney stones. So we tend to always be mindful, especially if one has had kidney stones before. Now, keep in mind, kidney stones tend to be very much based on our diet. There may be the oxalate stones, there may be the cysteine stones, or the calcium stones. Those are the more common ones. So again, you want to ensure what we're eating is wary of that circumstance, as in having kidney stones. So you want to also ensure that you're avoiding those foods, but you also want to ensure proper hydration. I know everyone must hear and say, well, this doctor's only talk about drinking water. But if we only realize how important drinking water is, especially in a case with kidney stones, just drinking water. Here's the thing, and this is, I've seen this with a patient. Just drinking your proper 6 to 8 glasses of water per day, that will produce enough urine that one can actually pass out the kidney stone without even need of surgical treatment. That is enough reason to be properly hydrated. So keep in mind that there may be medications that may also predispose you to these kidney stones. Keep in mind that there are foods that may predispose you, and you want to stay away from all of that. Hope this answers your question.
Lunchtime, Doctor. Good afternoon, line two. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, and good afternoon, Dave. So, the bigger thing today. Well, Doc, regards to what you were talking about, the vaping and all these things, I know a friend of mine really. You see, this will tell you the truth, you know. All they tell you about the nicotine and all those types of things, but they'll tell you about what they're selling. You see, so when something comes to somebody, you can explain what takes place. Well, this guy, he, you know, you always tell him about this, this vaping, but you know, he said he was knocked out, but he didn't even know himself. He ended up in the Sangani hospital, remained for 3 weeks, lose weight, everything was wrong about it. His lungs was clogged, they have an oil at the oil base is what they use. So especially if you just burn them out, I wonder if it's dangerous too. But he was carried on his nostril, I don't know if it infects his lungs and all that, which happened, I think the doctor tell him. And then he'll bring it through his nostrils and things like that. So it was really, really dangerous, I believe. And I know anybody else still doing that, I try to discourage them, but probably something I'll pay to learn. But Doc, I always listen to your program and it's always informative. You have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, caller. So let's break it down. This e-cigarettes, what does the vapor actually include? So yes, it may not have the nicotine, and that's their big selling line, that there's no nicotine. But guess what? They're also volatile organic compounds. There may be cancer-causing elements. There may be heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead. And some of them, to flavor these e-cigarettes, there's something called a diacetyl. That's a chemical that's linked to serious lung disease. All of that can damage the lungs. So yes, it may not have the nicotine, that is the addictive component of cigarette smokes, but there can still be dangerous cancer-causing chemicals as part of this e-cigarette that you are now inhaling and putting into your system. So to all who is listening, please keep in mind, especially our young population, I see a lot of our young adolescents engaging in this particular habit. It is just as unhealthy.
Let's take a call here. Hello, good afternoon. All right. Sorry, lost that one. 6273223. Hello, lunchtime, doctor. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks again for the info. Doc, my old man used to buy the newspaper, The Guardian, years ago. It had every Wednesday, I remember this, and he had a lot of clipping. Dr. Leland Cordell. That name ring a bell to you, Doc?
Certainly does.
Hey, wait. This man really big in the dance. Okay, so he's got all the clipping article every Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday or Friday, I can't remember. And we have it still, Dr. Leland Cordell. One of the things, doctor, before I go, woman always tell me, when you're eating, do not drink water while you're eating. It's something to do with the gas. It really, you get rid of the gas better if you drink the water after you're done it. Thanks a lot, Doc.
Okay. So let's clear up that last myth. You can drink water throughout whenever you're eating. That's one that will not play a role on if there's gas or not. All right. So to all who's listening, you can have your water even within your meals. With respect to the clippings in the paper, yes, that was a couple years ago. Now, every single Tuesday, without fail, you will see the Health Plus articles that is written by myself, curated by myself. I tend to seek that information from all our international stakeholders. We have partnerships around the world with Harvard Medical University, Johns Hopkins. We have partnerships with World Health Organization, PAHO, CAFA, you name it. We share that health information, and it's in your Guardian every single Tuesday. For those who may not be able to get your Guardian, you can get it on digitally. And of course, you can join us on CNC3 on Morning Brew every Tuesday. You can also continue Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right here, your lunchtime doctor shares that health information live and direct.
All right, dear doctor, I know a person who had a 10-pound tumor surgically removed at medical institution, cancer center in New York. He also has an ulcerative colitis. You know what the top cancer surgeon told him? That research shows that smoking cigarettes helps with the colitis.
So I'm very close to disbelieving that smoking does not help with any sort of inflammatory process. And you mentioned the word ulcerative colitis. That's a chronic inflammatory bowel disease. And what we do know is nicotine and smoking worsens any sort of inflammation. So that is not sounding too medically correct. Thank you so much for the information. We need to just do a fact check.
All right, let's get one of our final calls. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good day.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I have a slight problem. I'm diabetic. I lost my 2 foot, but the last one, I just sitting in it still. I was not supposed to go and take it out. I didn't take it out because I get sick. It will cause a problem.
Yes, my dear sir, please go to the health center. Once you're diabetic and you have that, either the sore in the limbs or as you mentioned that they had to have done either removal or amputation, please keep the appointments. Those areas can become infected and then we will need to do further treatment. So I hope there's some loved one, there's some caregiver who can help you move you to the health center so you can address it properly. Hope this answers your question.
Lunchtime, doctor. We have 2 minutes again. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Doc, I want to find out, they say smoking is bad for you. And the same marijuana is about, one marijuana joint is about 5 cigarettes smoking at once. But yet still people say that marijuana has medicinal benefits. I wanted to clear up that from you. Is it smoking part or is it the medicine extracting serums from the marijuana?
Well, I think you already answered the question there. It's definitely not the smoking part that has the health benefits. It's the serum that's extracted that leads to that utilization to give us those health benefits. So let's make sure that we're very clear on what brings across that medical marijuana benefit.
All right, Doc, we have just about 1 minute again. Let's see if we have to have any more questions. Oh, yeah, we do have. All right. How do I test for arthritis?
So great. There are several ways we can look at testing for arthritis. Any sort of arthritis, that is inflammation of the joints. One, we look at a couple blood tests to check the markers. One in particular is called C-reactive protein. But even before we become invasive and take blood, simple examination and history, just testing at the joints, if there's pain, swelling, redness, those symptoms will lead to helping us make that evaluation or not. Start with seeing your healthcare professional.
All right, Doc, that's it for the week. Thank you.
So that takes care of a number of questions, concerns that we've had from our callers. We hope every single program not only empowers you to better optimize your health, but to share this information with a loved one. You can be saving a life, that of your own and your loved one. Continue to stay safe, stay healthy, and continue being a productive Trinidad and Tobago.
All right, thank you there very much. Of course, folks, you've been listening to The Lunchtime Doctor. Dr. Sophia Muhammad, many thanks to our friends at Medical Associates. Do enjoy the rest of your day.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.